Sunday after rainy Sunday afternoon, the 19th of November 72. Channel 1 over, and beginning the visit with this visit with Cookie on his horse trading on this weekend, this rainy Sunday afternoon with Rick and Debbie, this Sunday afternoon, 19th of November 72. And it's out of order. Channel 1 over, and it's out of order.
Hamburgers or hot dogs.
And a couple of ponies sewed in.
Now this is horse meat cooking.
Well, you know, let me tell you, it's been so long, because you've been out of the running so long, that I got rusty myself.
Oh, I'm not. I was shining like a new moon yesterday.
What? Yesterday?
I was shining like a new moon yesterday.
Is Say, can you cook a, just heat a little water over there?
That's what I'm doing.
Oh, what are you doing? Heating a gallon?
No.
Oh, I'm heating that thing there.
I'm glad for you.
You don't even have a lid on it. When you worked on the griddle and heated water, you never heated water, did you? No. So you don't know whether you'd put a lid on it or not. It makes it go faster. Most of the half-width I know, just put an old pan on there, you see.
Well, you see, most of the half-width.
If you have to drink another cup.
I can drink another cup. Give it to the least. Don't put it on that.
Oh, goodness. Maybe that's your own thing, but you can't put it on that.
All right.
I hate to have to teach the teachers, you know.
It is awful, ain't it?
Well, is a rainy day as good as anything?
Mm-mm. Not for me.
Rather have a little sunshine.
Yeah, make them horses shine.
Them horses?
Oh, yes. Just go around a little horse.
You take an old nag, you know, nags like I deal with. I mean, if they ain't, they're all wet, while they look shaggy and don't look good, you know.
Okay, is they all puffed out for winter, and you see what the rain do to them. They look bad enough on sunshine.
That's right, they're bad enough when the sun's shining and their hair's all soft and glossy, you know.
Yeah. Oh, that's a mean bunch of calves. I don't think it'll ever get civilized. They're going through fences all their life. They just started out going through fences. I'm also stretching that barbed wire, that's the electric wire up there. I'm going to put a little extra voltage on it. And I'm going to put it out on some rainy day.
Well, you're the next star.
Yes.
No, I got to sell a horse today. Let him go buy some hay and feed the rest of them, you know.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's trouble. Yes. Well, what happened to Babe?
I traded her off.
And she's one of the nicest horses you've ever had out here.
And one of the meanest.
I'd get along with it.
And I traded her off.
I could tell when you left. Now, I didn't see anything or hear anything, but I could tell when you left. Because Rowdy and that other horse began racing from one end of the pasture belt.
That's right. And now then they're just like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Babe was the root of all evil.
Mm-hmm. She wouldn't let.
She was a confusion from the time you turned the horse out there to you went and caught that horse and got it out of that field. I turned my little at mare out down there this morning, and Rowdy walked up to her and looked at her. Pony walked up to her, and he looked at her, turned around, and walked off and went to eat, just like she did.
Yeah.
You turned your what
but
out?
Babe, she wouldn't have done it.
She would have took right after her and a runner from one runner off. I mean, got her away from the other horses. She's jealous.
4 years back.
Yeah.
And I'm telling you, when one of them big horses puts the other back,
see? You see, she's what crippled Tony. Little Tony.
Yeah.
See, she cost me $500 at one time.
I know it.
Well, she ain't gonna cost me no more because I done paid her off and made money.
Mm-hmm.
Think. I got an awful fine little Appaloosa mare down there that's bred to a registered Appaloosa stud. And I got $285 in my pocket. I got a good saddle and a good blanket.
You didn't get the
bridle? No. It wasn't on it when I traded for it.
All that
for being? Yeah. Does that fruit from the hair bread to a purebred?
Yes,
sir. I had to do a little trade to do it, but I enjoy that, you know.
A little trade?
Yeah, just a little. In other words, I used my money and come out on top. And had a barrel of fun. How did I manage that? Well, I just loaded a little babe up in the trailer and I carried her up to
Waldo,
the Buffalo Ranch. I drive in there and I say, now looky here, I've got you a fine work animal here. I've got you a fine pair of work animals. I had babe and queen. But I said, I like this one, but I don't like that one. I said, well, I'll split them. Just how much are you getting? This is what you want. I said, I want $350 for babe. Is that good than that? Oh, I said, I can't do that. No. I said, well, you got a trade on? He said, I've got a registered quarter horse feeling back there. I'll trade you. I said, babe, you got any money to go with me? You can go look. He said, I might have. So it was dark. About 9 o'clock at night. In the dark. I went back and looked at that little gillian best I could, felt his legs. He flinched about like I would if someone hit me on the shoulder when I touched his right leg. And I said, you got a bad leg on that horse. He looked at me. Oh, I said, that's the wrong horse. I said, that hot son. I said, that ain't no quarter horse. He ain't got the blood there. So he brought out the real McCoy next time. He thought he was going to pull the wool over my eyes. He was going to trade me an old nag for a registered quarter horse.
In the dark.
So when he brought out the real McCoy, I said, well, I said, let's take this horse in here where we can look at him. Oh, inside, I said, yeah, I want to look at him. I said, you looked at my mare now. I said, I want to look at your horse. I grabbed him with the bridle rein and I take right on through the door, right on through the office, right in the main part of his business there. Sure did. I laid the papers on the table and I started looking at my horse over. He was right. Papers were all. I said, now just how you going to trade me tonight? He said, how you trade? I said, well, I'm going to have $150 to boot. There ain't golf me $100, you know. He stumbled around there over some saddles. You drink a cup of coffee, I said, all right. I drank a cup of coffee. He said, tell you what I'm gonna do is I'm gonna give you $100 bill. I looked at him and I took him outside, saddled him and rode him. He's a good horse. Friday night. A good horse Friday night, because I rode him. I didn't know he'd been rode all day, and I was tired.
Had papers
on him, and he was all horse. Yes, my fellow, transfer and all. Everything was right. I decided, well, I'm going to trade with you, old boy. I went back in, and I said, well, take your saddle off and leave your halter on. I'll take the halter off my mare and trade you that naked mare for that horse and halter and $100 bill. Okay. I led him back to the back of the trailer and Some of them almost run over me trying to get in that trailer. Get a load like that. I put the queen back in beside him. Come on back home and turn them out. And yesterday morning, Frank, he went out. He was going to ride and see what he rode like. He gets on that horse, and I'm telling you the truth, you never saw us. Now, he didn't do nothing real mean. He didn't want to rear up or buck. But he was just all horse. He was absolutely all horse now. And turn around on that quarter and get it back 24 cents. Man, you touched that neck with that rein and he was turning around.
So he was cutting out.
Yes, my fella, he was cutting horse.
And he'd been cutting that day.
Yeah, they'd cut cows with him all day and I didn't know it. Thought he was kind of wet. Had good saddle marks on him. So I traded for him. Yesterday morning after he showed off like that, I decided, well, he ain't no horse for me. But I'm going to want one out of the ride myself. I loaded him and Queen the trailer, and yesterday morning, let's see, what time was that? 10 minutes after 8 when I left home. My son's making open with two horses. And before 9:30 I had three horses and three. Done traded the queen off for two fine little ponies. Brought me $100 yesterday if I'd had them in Jacksonville. Big ponies, stand up there like that. And an automobile. Set 62 Chevrolet. Been wrecked, but motor's worth $150. I paid the queen for two ponies and an automobile. Put her in a good home. Loaded my two ponies and went on back home. And unloaded them and turned around and didn't even, I drank a half a cup of coffee and poured the rest of it out. Loaded my cup down, jumped in that Cadillac and headed to Jacksonville.
With the trailer behind you.
With the trailer behind me and one horse. That rest of the quarter horse.
Oh, you didn't take the pony?
No. No. Alice and Becky saw them, and that's all as far as they went. They're Alice's and Becky's horse now.
Yeah.
I took them to Jacksonville with me for the horse sale yesterday. Alice and Becky.
Oh, did you?
Oh, yeah.
Well, you ought to break them in.
I'm telling you the truth. I broke them in right yesterday.
You don't know who's got your guest cooking.
And at Alice, oh, she's going to make a horse trailer from way back.
You think so? Can't tell
her. I know so.
Can you see the sign?
Yeah.
You mean it's cropped out?
Yeah, when they get around the ring. She bought her two halters yesterday.
She done?
Yeah, she bought them. I'll give $1 a piece now. Slept with that thing last night, I want you to know. Absolutely. See, that auction them halters off. Little old halters, the pony. Well, starting with 50 cents. Alice is standing there looking at me, looking at the man, looking at me, looking at the man. I'm nodding on the door. She put her hand up like that. Auction them and auction them off to her. I went and pulled a $5 bill out of my pocket. Maybe now I'm paying for it. He was tickled to death. Becky put hers on her horse last night, you know.
Yeah.
Alice, she slept with hers.
Yeah.
She slept with that horse.
Yeah.
I put that horse in the rain. Here's the second horse sold, which was bad. It was bad.
Yeah.
Because the first one, always, I mean, they didn't bring very much, you know.
Yeah.
And I got down there in the ring and shouldn't have done it. I'm hurting this morning over it. They had saddle on him. I think everybody's afraid to ride him. But I just had enough guts and enough ambition just to want to lie down with him, and I rode him right in that ring.
That quarter horse.
I told him, I said, now I had my right lung pegging out the 13th of June. And I said, if I can ride this horse, anybody can. He brought me $240. I had a lot of fun.
Was it hard getting one, or what was it?
Yeah, he was tall. He was about 16 and a half inches tall.
Yeah.
Gosh, that's tall for a quarter horse.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But he was quarter. He was leggy, but he was quarter. There ain't no question about it. His hips so bad.
Mm-hmm. $240.
Plus $100, did you know? Yeah. And I lost my shirt on one, but that goes along with it. I lost $100 on one yesterday.
Oh, you did?
Yeah. Yeah, I lost $100 on one.
Another one?
Yeah, that I bought it up there. The fella made me mad, and I bought her anyway. Yeah. He made me mad, and I bought that horse anyway. She was about, they just started selling great horses when she came in. Great horses brought more yesterday than the registered horses.
Mm-hmm.
I saw a pair like Rowdy, well, built like Rowdy, just about the size of Rowdy. Man, he's on the pair. Last bid was $660 on the pair.
Mm-hmm.
He wouldn't take it.
He wouldn't take it?
No, sir. $660, and he wouldn't take it.
Hello? Yes. Yes, yes.
See, I don't know what makes me do that. I was off yesterday and just had a barrel of fun. Nobody knew where I was at nor what I was doing.
Yeah.
I got in last night at 1:00.
Yeah. Well, Franklin told Faye yesterday
she
was over there.
Did
you say Faye?
She was. He said, my daddy was really trading today.
I was. I made some money yesterday. I may not, I may lose it for the next 3 weeks, but I made some money yesterday.
And you don't need to put that down on any paper.
They ain't on nobody's paper. It's a cold green, long green with a short future.
Yeah. Well, that's a shame. See, all this bookkeeping and all that everybody's got to make. And up there at the university, see, you can't make anything privately.
Not a nickel.
Not a nickel. You don't have to declare it. They take it out.
Yeah. Heck, I don't even keep all my money in the same place.
You keep it in your...
I got a little bit there.
A cookie?
Well, that's a mistake.
It's too easy to get to.
No, it's somebody else can get to it.
A little bit there. A little bit there.
Yeah. You better lay that up on top of the rafter out there. Some of that.
I'm gonna put that in the live truck.
You have to pay cash? You have to put your money right down.
That's the way I do it. I pay cash.
And they do.
Yeah. I saw a man come in up there yesterday. He had a fistful of $100 bills.
At the auction?
Yes, sir. When he paid for his truckload of horses, he counted them out in $100 bills. Sure did.
Right out there where you was, at the cashier's where you was.
Yes. Yeah, where I went to collect my money, well, he went and paid his now.
Well, now, that's a pretty good system, that auctioneer business, because they transact, that the money changes hands.
Yeah, right quick and right now.
Yeah.
And you just got mad and got this horse.
I got mad. Well, the fella called me a damn liar, and I said, well, I'll buy her anyway. I knew how old she was. You ain't gonna fool me in a horse's age. And I could tell him the way he acted, he might as well look at the other end.
Yeah.
Because he was calling her a 3-year-old, and she was. A 3-year-old horse has got the baby teeth. They don't lose the baby teeth. All the baby teeth are 5. She done lost her baby teeth, and her bridle teeth was up. He called her a 3-year-old. I told him, I said, she's 9 years old. Called me back. I said, well, here's your $200. I'll take the loss. Pretty thing. I gave you $200 for her.
She worth it?
She was worth it. I ought have brought her home with me. But I was still ahead of the game after all the trading I'd done yesterday. I still had a game.
So you let her go?
I let her go. I'll take a chance on another one.
Rather than her.
Yeah. I didn't like the top of her shoulders. She had had the fistula low. Because it put peroxide in it, and my hair hadn't all shedded off yet, and there's still some peroxide hair on top of the shoulder.
So you could tell.
Yeah. He had a saddle on her, had a blanket of over it. Here's a horse trailer. But I'll get him the next time. I'll be up on 16th Street then. I'm gonna have a bidder, man.
Had the blanket over the saddle?
No, over the fistula.
Yeah, over the fistula, yeah.
Yeah, that occurred right up on the top of her shoulder.
Yeah.
And he had a blanket spread out way back in the back and way up in the front. So
covered.
He didn't hide it from me. He didn't hide it from me. He thought he was, but he didn't.
You bought the horse anyhow?
I bought the horse anyhow.
Just for spite?
Just for pure spite. That was $100.
You couldn't get your money back?
I'll get it back 16th of December, you mark my words. And I'll get it back off that man, because I'm going to clean his flowers. If you don't believe it, you just walk up there with me and I'll show you. I'll clean this flat.
Well, you see, the trouble is, if I was there, I wouldn't know what was going on. That's how bright I am.
I know where the horse is. I'm going to take up there. I'm going to go by that old mare and take up there and clean him out. She's fat. She's pretty.
Yeah.
She's 17 years old.
And he'll think she's 9?
He'll think she's 7 or 8. And I'm going to give her a dose of arsenic, up and down, And when I take her in up there, she's going to be walking on a cloud.
Oh, that makes them lift their feet.
That makes them step high.
Yeah.
Almost got the week before. Feet her up and down. Feet her up to 10 drops and down to 10 drops. Down to zero.
What's that, one a day? One drop?
One drop, two drops, three drops, four drops, five drops.
Mm-hmm.
You add an extra drop every day.
Yeah.
And drop it back down the same way. When you get her drop back down, level off on a couple of feeds, she's a walking on there.
Yeah. She feels proud of herself.
Yeah. She will for about a week, 10 days, and I'm going to let him have her.
You mean it lasts that long?
Yeah, I'm going to let him have her.
And there's no way to catch that.
No, you can't catch it. I might get the eye. They done me the same.
Yeah.
Yeah. For all I know, that quarter horse was, he might have had a dose of arsenic. I don't know.
Yeah.
It don't hurt him.
Yeah.
One thing it will do, it'll warm one out, though.
Oh, really?
Yes, my fella. Yeah.
Now, you haven't got your trailer. You still got your trailer over at your house?
No, it's sitting over yonder.
It's over here now.
Yeah.
But you haven't got around taking the foundation out?
No, I just got it down there this morning.
Oh, that new trailer.
Well,
yeah.
My pack room.
You could use little labor if you had it, couldn't you? Free labor.
Not today. I ain't going to get wet.
Wouldn't work
that way,
would it?
Mm-hmm. No. If it's too bad for me to be out there, it's too bad for everybody else. So I got to go home.
Well, Cookie, I don't understand where the Appaloosa comes in.
I bought her.
Cookie, who's this fellow up there at the Buffalo Ranch? Is you? I mean,
I just know him by the name of Joe. I don't know what his last name is.
Well, now let me tell you, you can't do business with these shallow people.
I don't know. No, I ain't gonna try to.
Well, what's he like?
He's a dumb nut.
Well, these fellas not dumb too.
In one sense of word.
You see, old Willie Chitty, I've seen him trade. It takes him 6 months to trade.
It don't take me 6 months to trade.
Why, even buying a plow, you see, he'll look at it a day or two. Just a little old plow. And then he'll know somebody else has got one over there. He'll balance them in his mind, you see.
If you don't want to trade with me, don't make me the right kind of offer, because I'll trade right now.
Well, now, what sort of traders is that does all that, keeping it in the mind? And all? Why don't they go ahead and trade?
That's right. Why don't they?
Yeah.
Afraid of their own judgment.
I say to them, I want $100 for this two-bottom plow. Well, they say, that's more than I can put into it. Well, they got to come back with another figure. I can take it, leave it, can't I?
That's right. That's
but
right.
You see, a lot of them won't do that. They're gonna make you name the price. And then they'll take it or leave it. Now, what sort of trading is that?
That ain't trading. I'll tell a man what I'll do, but I'm going to add an extra $50 on there. Give him the benefit of the doubt, and then he makes me that kind of offer, while I'm going to trade with him before I have time back out.
But you plan on him making you an offer?
Well, everybody else will plan on the same thing.
Well, the shallow bunch don't do it.
I say they ought to, though.
So you couldn't trade with them out there? That's what I mean.
Well, hell, the pump's knocked off. I've got to go.
Oh.
Another $100. I bet that burnt that pump up.
You mean it's been running?
Yeah, it just quit running. It won't run.
Well, have you got an extra one?
Yeah.
And Have you seen Marvin Jerkeason?
No.
I told you about it.
You told me about it, but I ain't got time to mess with Marvin.
I told you about that enough.
Yeah, but I know what about what it's like. I go to Sears Roebuck and see it and get a lot more satisfaction out of that, and I can't go over there.
I know, and you wouldn't have anybody gunning for you or see it. What did you do, Cookie? How come you and Miss Madge get in that shape? Did she do you or you do her?
Well, I'll just tell you what happened, then I'm going to go. They had trouble with the mowing machine.
They have trouble with everything.
All right. They broke it.
That new one?
No. That's been 5 or 6 years ago.
That's the old one.
That's the old one. No, that's the one that I went and bought.
Yeah.
All right. I went and picked it up, took it home, welded it, and fixed it, brought it back, and put it on the tractor. I think cut this as pretty as any machine you ever saw. But it didn't satisfy them that. I didn't do it right. All I did was weld a broken piece of metal. And they couldn't mow it. They went and bought that new one.
Oh.
And I went out there, asked them what they wanted for their old mowing machine. She says, I'm going to take a dime lesson, $25.
Yeah.
I said, okay, ma'am, here's the money. I'll pick the mowing machine up just as soon as I go home and get my truck. I took and got my old country station wagon, went home, got my old truck, and come back and picked up the mowing machine. And that woman ain't spoke to me since. I guess I do.
Well, what happened with that old wagon over there that you welded for?
That doesn't suit me. That was in between times. That was between I welded the mowing machine and the time when I bought it.
Yeah. But now that wagon, what's wrong with it?
I told them it wouldn't stay together when I fixed it like that. But that's the way they wanted it fixed.
Is their idea?
That was their idea. They wrote it out on paper, and I put it to the markings on the paper.
Well, let me tell you, Cookie. You can't do business with your neighbors.
Well, she won't give me the time of day, and that's right.
You gotta be particular who you do business with. Some of them, you see, you just can't do business with them.
I tell you, if you run up on somebody that thinks they know more about one particular thing than you do, you better steer clear of that.
They don't know anything.
They think they do.
She don't. She don't.
To me, she does.
Well, she don't.
Yeah.
No, if you get them knowing too much, there's not any way to get around that.
Well, I've got to go. Heaven ain't got no water.
Well, you haven't got the pump.
Huh?
What you going to do for a pump?
I've got one sitting at home. All I got to do is put it on the well.
You got to help?
Yeah. I got four girls there.
You and here.
I got four girls there.
Take her, break her in. She's, you see, look at her hand. See, she hasn't got anything on.
I'll be back down after a while. If it don't rain, if it slacks up rain, I'll be back after a while.
All right.
We'll work out something.
All right.
Oh, think so?
I loved it when he said he hit touched the horse's right leg and it's like somebody hit him on his left shoulder.
Yeah.
They tried to give him the wrong horse in the dark.
Well, now you see, you can't do this in another language. Talking so low.
He said, I'm really ready to go. He stood there at the door and said, don't know whether I got one drop of tin, but I got something in me I'm cooking. If I hadn't told anybody where I was, I wouldn't have to leave. Down halfway to the ramp, and he came back up and he turned his head and he said, some nice little man down there. I said, oh, she is. See, he wouldn't tell us about her. That's Franklin again. Tell him that he's coming.
Yeah, he's on his way. Hello?
Yeah, he's on his way.
And he said,
hey.
And he said,
Franklin? He didn't believe it.
He knew better. Cookie said, I gotta go. And sat down and had his coffee. The first thing he did was come over and put milk in his coffee to drink it.
And he said,
he had no attention with me.
Yeah, he went down the ramp and he came back up and he cocked his head and he said, I don't aim to ride her. But Franklin can. I think she's quiet. You can't tell. But if Rick was, he's healthy. He can try her out. Get that mare. Get her ready. Isn't it a shame a man like that has to work at the university? Or anywhere.
Yeah, higher,
isn't it?
Work for the post place or any of them. Because he can't make a living doing that.
Do you know he showed me three $100 bills and some more over here? I saw $100. I saw $100, and then a whole lot of, and it's just burning. He didn't want to. He wants to put it back in Horace's place.
Yeah.
He won't keep it. What I love about it is the deliberate way.
He loved it sitting over there on the other side of the table with the four of us lined up on the other side. He just loved it.
He liked an audience, yeah. They do well. And all this, you see, Debbie, is public. They got no private information. They get a hearing. That's the thing. I don't know what sort of hearing they get. They used to get a good bit of a hearing, you see. There were places they, you know, where you could get a hearing. But you see, now he can't even do business with this Mary and them over there. And, curious world. It is. You just wonder if he's a relic. I'm a relic. I mean, if we're vanishing, we won't have anything.
The Yin book.
You won't have it.
Clemson.
You see, I've held out as long as I can. It's just about not over. Not anymore. Glad you didn't know that. It's not anymore. All hogs broke. All hogs broke. They won't ask you what experience you've had. They'll ask you what ideas you have on the subject. But the ideas you got inside. They don't care whether it's subjective or objective or innocent or objective. Just so you put your relation. What did he tell Suzanne? He didn't want the experience. What he wanted was Mary's view of the world.
Yeah, the world picture. Miss Mary, this beautiful thing she wrote on Miss Mary. He said, yes, but you haven't connected with the world view.
Yeah, what you want is Miss Mary's picture of the world. Well, Father Suzanne's fault, Dammer.
This is in creative writing. Mm-hmm.
She doesn't interpret it at the end. She should have told him what it meant.
Yeah.
She didn't do it. Well, Cook and Miss Mary, see that attitude now. You don't know what happens. You don't care what happens. You're looking. If he does interpret it, you don't analyze. That's the thing of it. You got no analysis going on. Analysis, you see. You look at the world as he reports it.
This is the hard thing to do. For instance, this is what, you know, some of our friends from university come out and listen to. Every once in a while, I'll try to listen to somebody like Cookie. And they can't forget that Cookie never tells the truth. Well, what difference does it make? Neither does Slim Snow. Neither does Faulkner.
I don't either.
I mean, what do you care whether that was the truth or not? It makes no difference. This is something Nick can never get over.
You want to get as close as you can, you know, if you got any chance. The truth is a very difficult thing to come by. Suppose I wanted to find out what happened between the two of them. I've heard Cookie say, and I've heard Miss Mary say. And she look at that wagon out there and show you what he did. Well, I still don't know. All I know is, she really, whenever you bring up his blah, 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 I don't know. We're bringing him out. Oh, I see your thing. No, sir.
And if anybody ever did tolerate anybody, it's guys tolerating Cookie just to get this. So he is the biggest scoundrel that ever breathed.
he was going to come over and give us business for having self paid.
For having to sell bags.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Are
you fine? Gonna give us a piece of mind or just explain why he has to sell bags. Apparently it was something he didn't want to do. That's what he told me.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He was like, he put it. He got rid of the meanest horse that ever lived.
Yes, that's the thing I see. You talk to him, you get something.
Oh, he tell you how much money he's got invested in this place out here. And we hamper him.
That's right.
See, he wants to make a gap in all his fences so he can take his hay wagon around.
Well, he can make it. I don't care. But he don't talk to me about it. And he don't want to do it.
That's right. He doesn't want to.
You don't need a gap. He got plenty of it. But anyhow, you know what, Faith, I'd like to see? You take these two flatheads, yeah. I'd like to run into somebody sometime who could listen to something like this and say, all right, I see how it's done. And then, goddamn, go off and do it and not worry me.
Now, wait. Well, it's a fun thing to do, is everybody go off and write it up, and then you see how many different things come back. I mean, this is what we always do. The thing that stands out in my mind is the way he got on that horse in the middle of the ring, nobody else would.
The thing you can, the thing you see is some ways off, so she can get two of these things. You know, she got so many things over there.
Well,
well,
you know, he never leaves, but what he says.
This was Faye's idea. She said, this is Faye's idea. She said, you ought to let David see. See how, yeah, see a little more. You've seen a little of it. But you ought to see how these people come to life. There's no place you can see it. Well, I said, all right. I figure you can carry a lot of things in mind. You've had so much exposure. You can do that.
It's not just cookie cutter by horse trading. It's this whole way of
what did he bring that quarter in here for? He found it out there.
That's the quarter. I was turning on the dime. I turned on the quarter and giving back 24 cents.
And he came in, Rick. He came in and he had this in his hand and he set it down on the table and he said, "There's a quarter. It ain't mine. I ain't got a quarter. I haven't had a quarter in 2 years or something like that." He slipped it down on the table like that. He had his pocket set. Then he found it out. He found it.
Yeah, I sure am proud of this one.
This is just marvelous.
Everybody's gonna put it down. I got a
Clorox. Clorox. Go on.
You want an umbrella? Now you see, Devin can go on with his rice.
You
got to
light this up. I don't know.
Not even for a sample, you see, something to go by. I never saw anything so precipitous. Then France is going to get off the map here pretty soon.
You never know, it might just fall.
At the beginning of the end of the visit with Cookie, with Rick and Suzanne, on horse trading, one of them, really one of them, one of the tapes. This rainy Sunday afternoon, the 19th of November, 72. This is the end of it. Channel 1 over. Channel 1 over, I'd say it's around 900. And the end of the visit with Cookie, this Sunday... rainy Sunday afternoon, the 19th of November, 72.